There's a story in the second canto of Bhagavatam of Lord Narayan illuminating the heart of Brahma by Chatushloki Shiksha. This is the Chatushloki Leela of the Srimad Bhagavatam. After Brahma was born upon lotus flower growing from Garbhadakshayi Vishnu's navel, he could not understand where he had come from. He understood there was a need to create the cosmos, but he didn't know how to do it. Confused, he began to search in the water at the base of the lotus flower that he was sitting on. Suddenly, he heard two syllables, ta pa, from Akashvani. Not seeing anyone in any direction who was speaking these words, Brahma understood the meaning of these two syllables. Ta pa means austerities, penance. Therefore, Brahma returned to his Padma Asana. He continued to perform austerities and deeply meditate for 1,000 celestial years. Narayan became pleased with Brahma and showed him Vaikuntha, which is worshipped by all the Atmaram Munis and is free from all miseries and illusions, unlike the material world. Brahma saw that Vaikuntha was free from the influence of Tamagun, Rajagun, and Sattvagun, and there was no time factor. The Vaikunthavasis were ever young, effulgent, sky blue in complexion, and forearms appearing like second forms of Vishnu. Brahma saw the resonance of Vaikuntha had beautiful lotus eyes, and their bodies were appointed with all auspicious features. They were wearing brilliant gold and yellow dhotis and brilliant ornaments. Everywhere the Vaikunthavasis were flying in their vimans, accompanied by their beautiful wives. Lakshmi Devi was also there, serving her Lord Narayan, while continually singing his glories. Seeing Lord Narayan sitting on his singhasan, surrounded by his parishads like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabal, and Arhan, and all his various energies and opulences, Narayan was very happy and showing his favor to his loving servants. Brahma felt intoxicated just by darshan of Lord Narayan's smiling face with its slightly attractive reddish hue and the beautiful golden lines of Lakshmi on his chest. Brahma became overwhelmed with joy, and due to ecstasy, his eyes flooded with tears of love. bowing down before Lord Narayan reverentially. Brahma expressed his great gratitude. At that time, Lord Narayan considered that Brahma was a suitable servant, so he shook hands with Brahma. Slightly smiling, Lord Narayan said, "O Brahma, I am very pleased by your long accumulated penance that was performed with the desire to create. I am the giver of all benedictions. You may ask whatever you desire. The ultimate benediction is actually to see me as a result of pure devotion. You are seeing me in Vaikuntha because of your sincere penance. That voice you heard, Tapa, 1,000 years ago, that was me. You should know that such austerity is itself the creative potency." Lord Brahma replied, "My Lord, you are situated in everyone's heart, and thus you are fully aware of the living entity's desires and how to fulfill them. Please explain how you create this mundane manifestation, although your form is completely spiritual. I want to know, and therefore I can be an instrument in bhakti by recreating the universe and generating the living entities. I know that I will have to create varieties of living beings, so I pray for your mercy that I don't become proud of my actions, thinking that I am supreme, and thereby become deluded." Lord Narayan said, "Bhagavat Tattva is very confidential and revealed only to a pure devotee. May you realize within your heart my spiritual form, qualities, and pastimes. Only I existed before creation. Everything you see manifested is also I. And after destruction and annihilation, only I, the personality of Godhead, will remain. O Brahma, anything valuable that you see which has no connection with me is simply a manifestation of Maya, like a reflection appearing in darkness. The material elements enter into every created entity and yet exist beyond the cosmic manifestation. I also exist within everything and also outside of everything at the same time. A seeker of truth must continually inquire until he attains knowledge. Follow this conclusion with concentration, and then you will never be disturbed by pride." Suddenly, Lord Narayan disappeared. Brahma began to recreate the universe, complete with living entities, exactly as it had been previous. Later, Lord Brahma explained the 10 characteristics of the 4 verses of the Bhagavatam, the Chatushloki, to his dearest son, Narad. And then, in parampara, Narad taught the Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Vyasadeva, who meditated upon the Lord while sitting on the banks of the Saraswati.